online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Early in the week at Wimbledon, Adam, I know people are going to be incensed when I bring up his name, but, well, look, actually both names, because Nick Kyrgios was caught up partying as well in the week with a blonde and a brunette.
Oh, probably
not a wise idea to do that, I think, in the first place, but that's him.
See, my girlfriend's family are quite into their tennis, so I have been watching a lot of tennis. And Nick Kyrgios obviously took, end of the game, basically, because he had a sore hip.
He had a sore hip, yeah. He's been struggling that for a little bit. But the person I like to focus more on is Bernard Tomic. I know, settle down, guys, settle down. I can hear the angle from you guys on the other side of the radio.
I can't.
Thanks for avoiding that. He was actually fined for this. He was fined £15,000, so $20,000.
Yeah.
Or 15,000 US, so 20,000 Australian dollars. For more or less saying that he didn't really try. The words he used were he got bored. He feels bored at the moment. Now, look, to be fair, people are maybe, people might be doing stuff in the live, and they might not be feeling too well, and they may just say that, and it kind of gets taken the wrong way. But I think people are kind of at a point where it's either two things: one, he gets help, or two, maybe he just stops. If he does decide to do that, there are jobs which I don't think really take a heap of work to do. So I've found
you're suggesting other jobs for him to take.
Other jobs if he doesn't feel that tennis is for him, and he might get more enjoyment out of other things. One include a fortune cookie writer. Yep. There's apparently it's estimated that 3 billion fortune cookies are consumed every year, so you need to write a lot of predictions.
That's a lot of work to do.
Fortunes, I should say. Get this, go onto the site. Wages for that job range from $21.33 American to $51 an hour.
Wow.
For fortune cookie writing.
You know what? I never thought that was a job.
No, me either.
Until you just mentioned that, I've eaten fortune cookies in the past,
yeah.
But I've never stopped to think, hang on a sec, someone out there is sitting there with a word editor and just typing out these things left, right, and centre saying, have a good day,
yep.
And whatever else they're going to chuck in it. Yeah, there's other jobs out there that just require even less effort that you don't even think about. Like, imagine, look, you go to the cinemas, right?
I'm just getting over that, what you just said. That was awful.
Go to the cinemas, right? And you sit down, you've got your popcorn in hand, which you paid way too much money for.
Yep.
And you sit there, and all of a sudden the movie starts. You ever stop to think that there's someone that's behind the scenes pressing the play button on that movie?
I don't think they do that. It's just one person pressing play, and that's
But still, there's someone has to press
and just
play.
Have a coffee or something.
Mate,
like
imagine
that.
If you've got $60,000 a year for just pushing play on movies.
That's a good job, though. I like that. Other jobs include research study participant, but my personal favourite, professional cuddler.
What?
A professional cuddler. It says here, according to the site, professional snuggle companies are popping up across the US that offer cuddle services to customers who want to benefit from platonic therapeutic touch.
You know, there's places that have certain lights that do that.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Well.
Kitchenradio.com.au.